public service announcement, right? You know, don't get me wrong, I love my titters, I love women. But I think us brother boys, I think they need a little bit more credit. Testicles. Right?
To our entire audience.
Yama. Good morning. Yama means welcome or hello in Wiradjuri. There's your education lesson for today. Now today, we are on the beautiful Wurundjeri country, and we thank you for the elders for welcoming us on their beautiful land. Now tonight, we have a guy who's a man of the people, and he's the best duelist in Victoria. He is the Musketeer. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming again. We also have the sadistic spirit, Jahari. And my daughter, Mayhem the Rat. Good morning. Look at her go. She just exists and it's just amazing.
Mm.
I love it.
She's quite wonderful.
I could just do this all night. Anyway. Yeah.
And you definitely can't smell them.
No.
Yeah, and there's definitely nothing, you know, it's not like at your house, like you can't use the remote because the rat has chewed them all up. Like, oh, sorry, you can't change the channel, you gotta, because the rat's gone through all the cables and...
No, they don't chew the cables, but they have chewed all the buttons off the remote, so
yes,
we don't know
what the buttons are. So you have to go to the TV.
But the cables are intact.
Yeah.
We just left the remote on their play couch one day, and that's... It's how they ate them all, so really the rib's on us, because it fucks me up, because I'm really
See,
bad.
I was just joking, but
No, it's true. It's a true thing. We have no buttons on our remote to our TV because of the rats.
No, I think rats are a cool pet. I would never have a rat, because I can be quite clumsy at times, and I'm worried I would lose them.
No, they're pretty, they come
like,
back.
Like right now, they like she's back. About to go off the table.
I'm going to put this book here, because we're going to do the reading now. All right, Mr. Musketeer, I'm going to let you choose the cards today. I've been doing this with people, and I'm really enjoying it. So, I would ask you if you've had a reading, but he has. I've given him multiple, and they've all been really fun. Are you cleaning on the table? All right. Mayhem, you're going to be in the way. I'll just do it around you. Actually, don't move. Just stay there. Just be you, okay?
Wait, how many do I have to choose?
So one just right now, and then we'll choose some more later. But let me just scatter them out. All right. Now pick me one.
Thank you.
Oh, this is so nice. So you got the card of beauty.
Aww. And it's a butterfly.
Yeah, two butterflies.
Two butterflies.
Two beautiful fafalas. They're so pretty. Mm. So the cool thing about this card is like, it's the card of beauty. So obviously, you are a very pretty man.
Thank you.
You are very, very pretty. But also, just as a person, you're very pretty. You're very calm, you're very welcoming, you're very inviting, and you're very funny. So I
thought it was going to be like, it was going to be inverted. So you're like, oh, you got the beauty card inverted. So that means you're ugly as shit.
No, these cards are pretty positive. They're pretty, they don't make you want to kill yourself too bad. Some other decks you get and you read them and you're like, wow, these cards are assholes.
I think it'd be great to have like a trick tarot card deck that's like, it's like cards that look specifically like a person and it's like... The medieval marginalia of like a knife going through their head, and it's like, is that bad? What does that mean? What does that one mean?
Probably might be a good thing. But with this card, and the thing that I find about you is we can't break your beauty. You need your beauty. So, like, you can't have broken bones, especially on your face.
There have been various incidents that have disproven that, but yeah, go ahead.
I feel like by having these broken bones on your face, It might affect your career because you need to be beautiful.
I feel like he wants to.
Maybe he already has.
Maybe he has.
I don't know. Have you ever suffered a broken bone on your face? Or anywhere on your body?
Technically, yes.
Tell me.
Well, I have a fake tooth.
Right, everyone's got a fake tooth. Give it up for the fake tooth community. They work hard, around the clock, 24 hours a day. You don't hear them complaining. You don't hear them asking for more rights. Let's go for the teeth community.
This episode brought to you by Thompson's Teeth, the only teeth strong enough to eat other teeth.
So why the fuck do you have a
not
fake
actually a sponsor.
Tooth?
It's, no, it's a guest from Future.
We're not getting a bag from there.
Matt Groening's on the horn. He's like, oh, thanks for mentioning that one thing from that one episode I used.
So why do you have a fake tooth?
Because I broke it.
How?
I'm being very foolish and I will not go further.
Why? I want to know.
No, it ruins the mystique. I got it saving a bus from a pack of children. I mean, I got it from saving a pack of children from a bus.
Were you the bus driver?
Yeah. I decided to not go to work. No, I was roughhousing with a sibling and I fell and did not turn my head. And don't break your teeth, it's expensive. What are you doing?
She wants to see your fake tooth. Can you take it out?
No.
Why?
Because I can't. It's cemented in.
Like with cement?
Like some sort of medical cement, but yes.
So does like the dentist have their own cement truck?
Yeah, no, they jackhammer my tooth, yeah.
They might.
Yeah, they might.
I don't know, they're pretty
I reckon
rude.
They probably actually.
Did you get to keep your tooth, the one that you chipped?
No.
Why?
I don't know.
Who has it?
I assume it's in the bin.
Bro, someone could have that and they could be fucking with you. Do you not realize this? Like, don't lose your DNA. Don't give people parts of your DNA, like your hair, your teeth, your fingernails, your skin. That's just a rookie move. That's a rookie mistake, man. Like, when I get my hair cut, if I let people cut my hair, usually I do it, but if I get someone else to do it, I ask to keep my hair back.
I just imagine you going to a barber just having like Tupperware containers set up all around the chair, just like...
just buckets.
Yeah, buckets, and it's like, they have to like block out an extra hour after because you're like on the ground, just like...
picking up everything.
Is that one my... No, that's red. Okay. Is that, no, okay. I think we got everything. And then you leave and you combust into flames because it's cursed, I don't know.
Well, that's what I'm worried about. That's what I'm trying to prevent. I'm trying to prevent someone from taking my DNA and...
See, I want to be the opposite and say, share your DNA with the world, but that sounds rather dirty, and I don't want to say that.
How would you share your DNA?
I'm not going to answer that question.
Are you a sperm donor?
No.
Give it up for the sperm donors.
What is going... Okay.
We're here blessed. Like, the prehistoric death cult have been blessed tonight with the world's biggest sperm donor. Do you know how many lives and wombs this man has saved? Really? We need one of them big checks to tell us of how many liters of cum you've given to the world. How many liters estimated do you think you've given
none
to the world of your seed?
None at all.
I feel like there's a lot of little children around this area.
There's a lot of little musketeers.
Yeah, they look like here.
Bunch of musket tweeners.
Look at that little mustache.
Musket tykes. Yeah, like little tykes.
I dribbled. That was funny. It made me dribble. No, look, I think you're a bit of a slut. Is this true?
I prefer the term romantic.
What does that even mean? I feel like romanticness or romance is a concept that's extinct.
That's invented by Big Love.
No, I think it's just extinct.
I strongly disagree. Like, wholeheartedly disagree.
Why?
Because love is one of the biggest, best emotions that we have. Love and hope are the two best emotions that we have. Like, well, you have love, you love people, you love mayhem. You don't not love mayhem.
I adore her.
Well, yeah, it's a part of love. And, I mean, hope for me is just a big one for me. Because otherwise, if you don't have hope, what's the point?
Why? What happens if you don't have hope?
Life just gets dull. You just get into a rut. You get... What happens if you don't have hope? You don't have a goal to go for.
What's your goal, ultimate goal in life, besides being the world's largest sperm donor?
See, that's like one of those baiting questions. Like, you've already established something that I am, which I am not.
I disagree.
It's like those,
I looked you up on Wiki.
on Wiki?
Yeah, your
which
Wiki.
Which Wiki?
You're on the Google. Your Wiki says that you're musketeer, you're the man of the people, you are the best duelist in Victoria, and you're the world's largest sperm donor. That's what I got from the research. And that you like bananas.
I mean, that part's true. Bananas are a solid snack.
Why?
Because they're just very, like genuinely, they're just like peel, 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 done, snack, easy.
You don't eat the skin?
No.
You're wasteful.
You're a fool.
What do you think the black bits in bananas are?
That's... Like, in the banana, or in, like, at the tip where it gets kind of...
No, in the banana.
Yeah, it's well, it's not the seeds.
Well, what is it then?
Bananas don't have seeds anymore.
Anymore?
No, they used to. They don't have... But I could be wrong, because they might be... They don't have functional seeds, I think it is. They've been bred out. That's actually true. That's a... Like, I had a teacher in high school who... My biology teacher would say, go see his, he has a banana tree, and it has actual seeds, whereas most bananas nowadays are genetically modified to not have, and not genetically modified as in like, but like...
Is this a policy that's been passed by the government, the banana breeding scheme?
I assume it's some sort of a regulation, and maybe just worked on farmers where they've come up with a way, I mean, bananas are technically a herb, I think.
Do you think that the reason why the government have passed this policy of the banana breeding is because the farmers want to make bananas less gay?
I don't think they are. I think that their proclivity is whatever they wish. I assume that... Are we all doing this, or...?
Please continue.
So, what's your thoughts on this banana breeding scheme? Are you the captain of this scheme?
Guys, let's wrap, alright? When you're in high school, and... No, sorry, this is like such a... Sitting like this is such a, like, substitute teacher trying to connect with his, like... You know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's like,
trying to be the cool teacher.
Yeah. Let me tell you about the best hip-hop artist of all. Shakespeare. Like, that's this, all right?
That's you.
Like, I don't think that anyone can coolly sit like this because, one, it really hurts your pelvis. Like, and, yeah, it looks, as I've said, it's just, you know...
Why do you keep trying to change the subject on the banana breeding scheme?
Because it's a boring topic.
I feel like that you are the pioneer, the man of the people. You're the man of the nanas. And I also feel like you are stopping the country from having full-grown bananas with black seeds in them. Why are you preventing the people of full-grown bananas with black seeds? My daughter is never going to experience a banana with black seeds in it because of this man. The genocide! Fuck! of the banana community. We have a member of the banana. Look what you've done to this man.
Oh, it is a little banana. That's cute. That's
really cute. I don't trust you near him. Anyway.
You know what's a cool pet as well? Parrots.
Parrots? Are cool. I have a parrot.
Do you actually?
Yeah, his name's Doobie. Mm. Yeah, he talks. He's a little shit. He recently had an injury.
Oh no.
I wonder how that happened.
Oh, okay. Alright, let's
Should we tell the people?
I yes, please.
Technology fairy, should we tell the people of the injury of our son? Doobie. The great lord. Doobie. So, Sid and I, we had to go on a trip to visit my family, okay? And we had someone close to us that we trusted to look after our children.
Mm.
Anyway, I come home after being away for...
Is this going to be a sad
four
story?
4 days. No.
Okay, all right.
4 days, I come home and I see all my animals. All of them are good except for one, and it's my little boy, Doobie.
Mm.
He can't fly. And the whole purpose of a bird is to fly.
What about a chicken?
So I thought there was something fucked up with my bird. Shush, this is a parrot. I'm talking about parrots, not other birds. Anyway.
You just said the purpose of a bird is to fly.
Well, it is mostly.
Okay, there you go.
I agree.
Anyway,
so I come home and Doobie's like lopsided and I'm like, oh, you look like you've dislocated your wing. I wonder how that could have happened. Hey, Jahari.
What did you do?
Uncle Jahari was babysitting. How did Doobie dislocate his wing under your care? That's right. He tried to have sex with my bird, and that's why my bird's wing is dislocated. We had to take him to the vet, and he hates the vet. He plays dead for the vet because he's a smart fucking bird. Anyway, it was a whole ordeal. It was very stressful on the poor thing. Yeah.
You're a fool. How do you... What?
First, my dog...
How big is this bird? Like, is it like a... Is it like a lorikeet, or is it
Yeah, a little bit longer than a lorikeet. He has a long tail, but about the same girthiness and width.
In other words, perfect size.
So, Jahari's not allowed to be left unattended with the animals anymore.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah, because he keeps trying to have sex with my animals. I don't know why. Like, one day, he slept over, and I come out from having a sleep in the morning, and I see him trying to raw dog my dog on the couch. It was very awkward.
Yummy.
You're sick. You need help. You need help.
You're going to enjoy this 10 years from now.
What is it that fascinates you about it?
Do you know what it is genuinely like the worst is like accidentally hurting a pet and having to try and explain complex emotions of sorry?
Like, yeah, like,
yeah,
no idea.
Yeah, they're just like, no, you hurt me, bro. And I'm like, yeah, but here's the thing.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I didn't mean to. And like, it might happen again, but I didn't mean to. And are we still cool? And yeah, like, that's a frustrating and upsetting thing.
What animals have you hurt?
I've stepped on my dog's paw occasionally.
Oh, you fucking savage.
No, not intentionally, because they get, it's like, if I'm carrying something and they're like, oh, he's home, and they're just, oh, sorry, little thing.
How many dogs do you have?
I don't have the family dogs now, because I don't live with my family anymore, so.
Do you have a family?
I do, I just don't live with them.
Do they love you?
I have to assume they do.
How many families do you have?
37.
Whoa, 37? And in those 37, how many children have you birthed?
None.
It doesn't add up. I know maths. That doesn't add up.
My musket doesn't shoot anymore. I really thought that was going to get you.
No.
No.
I don't believe you.
Mm.
I don't believe you. Look at him. Look at her. She's fallen asleep on the cards. She's.
That's adorable.
Yeah. She's a witch rat. Look at her. She's so sweet. Mr. Musketeer, now, before you became a pro wrestler, did you do any other fighting?
Like as a combat sport or just in general? Because I've fought.
Both.
Yeah, I fought a lot in school. I had a couple ones. My favorite one was when I... I'll tell the whole story.
Tell me.
All right. So there was this bully who, and don't bully. That's the PSA of today. Yeah, don't bully. But he was, I can't remember what he did, but it was really hurtful. And I went home and I was upset. I cried. I'm not afraid to admit it. Men should express their emotions, all of that. I cried and I thought of the worst thing that I could call him, which in my 15-year-old brain was fucking pig. Because I just kind of thought, I wouldn't want to be called that. And I didn't swear as much. And still don't. And I went to school the next day, and he was mouthing off, and I went, you know what? You're just a fucking pig. And he just went, oh, I'm a fucking pig, am I? And I was like, oh, bugger. I didn't have a backup plan here. I didn't have a backup plan. And so I just kind of like autopilot took over, and I just spat at him.
That's fucking good.
And he immediately started crying.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why, but it just was like...
Spitting his fighting words.
And
fair enough.
So like, yeah, that was the loogie heard around the world.
I like that.
Yeah. I don't know, other than that, I did, I've sword fought. That's not the right word. But I've done karate, I've done, you know, here and there.
So you're a well-educated fighter,
you would say? Yeah, I would say so. Theoretically.
What's your favorite form of fighting?
Oh, I would have to say the rap battles of the best hip-hop artist, Bill Shakespeare.
Is his name really Bill?
It's William.
Billy Shakespeare.
Billy Shakespeare.
Billy Shakespeare.
I heard, oh my god, so there's this, I saw the best name in like a company form the other week, and it was William Mezzanotte. Now, Mezzanotte in Italian is midnight. So William Midnight, Billy Midnight. How sick is that? I would love to be Billy Midnight.
Billy Midnight. I just saw a man's testicle. Give it up for men's testicles. That's like, awesome. You know what? Guys, I just need a public service announcement, right? You know, don't get me wrong, I love my titters, I love women, but I think us brother boys, I think they need a little bit more credit. Testicles. Alright?
Our entire audience.
Testicles, alright, I love them, they're good.
Is that actually it. From the analytics?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, the technology fairy gives me graphs every couple of days, and she tells me who's watching us. A lot of men from overseas, aged 25 to 45, something like that.
My opinion matters no matter how wrong it is.
Pretty much, yeah. Oh, you've come back for a card.
Simpsons.
Like, comment law!
Yeah, guys, don't be shy. Like, it's a cult, it's a community. We're here to talk. We're here for you.
Yeah, that's what you want to hear. That's what you want to hear.
We're a family.
It's a cult.
That being
We're a
said.
Family. A cult family, okay?
We'll eat the heart of your first newborn.
Yeah. You need to, you can feel free to give us donations or 10% of your salary. We'll put that link in the below. To
just please don't put in the newspaper that I'm not a very smart man.
Who, me? I'm a smart man.
I'm just riffing at this point.
Riffing?
Riffing, as in musically riffing, but with my words.
So you're rapping?
As Bill Shakespeare once did.
What's with the hat? Why are you a musketeer?
Why are you not?
Because I don't know about being a musketeer. Dinosaurs don't have claws. Dinosaur with claws.
Mm. Yeah, well, why are you a dinosaur?
I asked you first.
Oh, that's fair enough. I'm a musketeer because that's who I am inside. I love the look, I love the ideals of fighting and romance and being a good person and fighting for the right fight. Even though that's not always the case, but you know. It's how I express myself. If it were up to me, then everyone would dress more like this. Because I just think, like, big hats are amazing, you know. They're quite fun.
It would wreck my hair.
It would. Maybe we should make one for you where it has, like, a slit in it. That would genuinely be a great visual. Would you like to?
Can I try?
Next time we record this podcast, you should bring one in.
But I think because it's so large, it'd have to be two bits and, like, taped together.
The ball is in your court.
Mm.
Ma'am?
I once had a friend, I asked him, because he traveled so much, and, like, a lot of it in the deep, in like, the south of, not the deep south, but, like, America, like, South America, but not South America. You know what I'm saying? Like, Texas and stuff. And...
Deep web?
I once asked him, like, have you ever been to somewhere where you still have to tip your hat for ladies? And he's like, yeah. Which is crazy, but, you know.
Can you teach me how to be romantic?
No.
Why?
You have to feel it. It's, yeah, that's all I can teach you. It's just, you feel it. You find your romance and you express it the way, it's like, I can't teach you art. I can teach you how to do art, but I can't teach you to be an artiste.
Give the audience a pointer on how to be romantic. What's one nice romantic thing you can do for someone as a musketeer?
Flowers.
Give your top five romantic tips.
Yep.
Wrestling and romance.
We should have love hearts around his face.
Which
is a Japanese wrestling promotion called War.
I feel like for your romance tips, you should have your hat though, because it adds to the romance.
Well, I just said flowers. My father buys a bouquet of flowers for my mother every Saturday after he goes to the market, which I think is just the sweetest
thing.
That's
really sweet.
He's a true gentleman, my father. But that's quite material. I can't explain romance, but I can give it a go in terms of a tip. I guess just tell the person how you feel. Tell the person how you feel. And if it's not reciprocated, just accept it, move on. Romance is like it's you will find another, but if you are with that person, then let them know that they are always loved and well appreciated. Don't go to bed mad. That's a big one. Don't do that. That's probably my biggest one. Is you got to work it out that day. Or as soon as you can. It's all weird because I'm still a virgin, so I don't.
How many times have you tried to get your riz on?
My riz on?
Yeah, and it doesn't work.
Is that
why you're a sperm donor? Because you.
No, I'm a musketeer. I don't even know what like swag is. What's riz?
Riz, it's like you're getting your dick wet.
Oh.
You're trying to get your dick wet.
Who's your dragon?
What?
If you're a musketeer, who's your dragon? Who's
like, who do I slay?
Yeah. Who are you looking to slay? Who's on the horizon?
Jesus Christ.
You didn't give us 5 points, I think.
I don't know. Buy flowers. Don't go to bed mad. Tell them you love them.
tie their shoelaces for them.
Look, if you don't come with
chew
you,
their toenails for them. Unrequited
love. Don't do something for them in expectations of something else. Just help them because you want to help them. Don't be with someone who you don't wish to be with. Like, that's kind of... But, you know, just in general, it's just... The best tip is you just feel it. You just feel what you want to do with someone, and you, like... And it's... Honestly, this is actually the seventh tip, I think, because I'm up to seven, is be corny.
You have a big hair on your beard. It's bothering me.
Okay.
Just trying to feel it.
Don't let it happen again.
Yeah, be corny. Like, that's you buy flowers, do all that kind of, like, here's a box of chocolates, you know. It's like, pretend you're going to a malt shop and having a milkshake.
Do they have chocolate stands at the Muscatine markets?
Do they have Muscatine markets?
That's what I heard.
Yeah, they're on Musketeer Street in Musketeerville.
Is that the Musketeer Dominion?
Yeah, it's up in the Musketeer Quarter.
Yeah. Do you believe in malls?
Do I believe in wolves?
At the Musketeer Corner?
Hmm?
Huh?
What?
Huh? Anyway. Does tongue bashing your partner's minge count as being romantic?
Is it?
Sure.
Alright, eating pussy is romantic, guys.
Eating pussy is very romantic.
Oh, I never knew
that.
Clap.
Especially.
It's a clap of pussy eating.
That's just essential. What's his name?
He can be Athos.
Athos. He sounds like some sort of flammable object. Athos, be careful of the Athos. It is a stage 5 flammable.
There's a lot of tension here. I think it should be released with a thumb war.
I feel so too. I feel like we need to have a thumb war to settle the disagreement. If you are a sperm,
someone should challenge someone to a thumb war.
I was thinking that too.
I think he's been challenged.
Challenged him to a thumb war. Well, it's never happened.
This
before.
Is a first.
Gentlemen, you're a thumb war being played.
Alright, Jahari, you sit here. I'll swap seats with you.
We have a first time ever.
Give it up for Jahari, bro. Alright. I'm so nervous.
So you need 3 points of contact, both your feet on the ground and your elbows on the table. Going right-handed, fair enough. It's a 60-second time limit.
What do you think a thumb war is?
I'm just giving you a handshake here, bud.
Okay.
Just looking you in the eye.
Are you ready, gentlemen?
This is so romantic.
This is an arm wrestle. There you go.
Are we ready, gentlemen?
You had to be reminded of that, didn't you?
Fight.
Guys, go.
Go ahead. Take it.
Any makeup's off slightly
take
on
it.
That section.
Elbows down, Jari. Guys, go! Come on, what is this? Romance is boring.
Take it, go, take it. Take it.
Take the dick.
Take it.
Just take the dick.
Take it, go.
I'll
let you.
Just take the dick.
Go ahead.
One, two.
Didn't happen.
Oh, you just let me know. When you want
is
to
there
start.
A 60-second time limit?
He keeps lifting my arm. He keeps lifting my arm.
10.
Good.
9.
What is the cheating,
eight,
ref?
That is cheating.
7.
He's lifting my arm.
Six.
Elbow down. Go.
Four.
You're a little pussy.
Three. Two. One.
You're just lifting the arm.
Draw.
You're a fucking cheater. You're a fight. You're nothing. You've never been nothing. You're a fucking cheater.
Hey, gentlemen.
All right.
Thumb war's over.
Guys, relax.
Pick up my hat.
Where's
pick up your own
romance?
Fucking hat.
Pick up my hat.
Pick up your own hat.
This is so chaotic. The spirits are
cool. Yes.
Oh God.
I'll pick up the hat. Gentlemen, stop. Come on. It's over.
Stop kissing.
I respect his authority.
You got
sit
a big
down.
Fucking nose in there.
So do you.
I'm never letting you do wars again.
I was letting him take it. He didn't want it.
You suck. Let's pull another card.
Put a little song
shall
on
we?
That was romantic.
It's probably the part that you missed.
Romance is tense. I thought that we were going to kiss.
I feel like there's more tension now.
Yeah, someone should fart to release that.
Maybe you just need to raw dog each other. I don't know.
I. Wow, that is a lot.
That's rude. Why do you have blackface?
Yeah, wow.
Oh, Musketeer, what's going on? I thought you were the man of the people.
Nobody culturally appropriates on this show but me.
You heard the 500-tooth dinosaur.
Anyway.
Pull me another card. Relax.
Oh no, wait, I have to get I thought we were playing Yu-Gi-Oh for a second.
What?
I am a duelist.
You are a duelist. Right, I understand.
Yeah, there you go.
So the card you got is the card of the mountain, which is the strong foundations. Which you've got this card before.
Have I?
Yes. Hmm. You had it in your last reading, I remember. Because a lot of wrestlers get it, especially I've noticed ones that have just been training for a little while, because they've gotten their basics down pat. They've got that strong foundation now. They've got that little bit of more confidence to try some new things in their fighting.
I wonder when you're going to get that card. Probably never.
Musketeers are bitchy. Have you ever seen Mean Girls?
Of course I've seen Mean
Girls.
Yeah,
you remind me of Regina George.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, you're giving me big Regina George vibes right now.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you eat a lot of protein bars?
I do. Genuinely, do I make my own?
You make your own.
They're expensive. What are you kidding me?
How
that's
do you make
the
your
that's
own?
The dragon. That's the dragon I want to fight right now. It's inflation prices. This isn't even the this isn't even the musketeer talking. Cole's cut it the hell out.
Yeah, just everywhere.
Sorry, I got really off of there.
Don't the fucking butt.
Yeah, you just have to go cross-legged and shoot your balls.
Yeah.
Fight a boy in the jungle.
Yeah. And another thing I'm on about is Dodge Rams. Fuck them. Anyway.
Would you ever drive a Tesla?
No, but I've ridden in one. They're quite neat. I have
so
to admit.
So you're a murderer.
Yeah.
So you're telling me
I can
that
see
you
why
fully
people
support.
I can see why people enjoy the Teslas. I don't think they're good cars, but I think that personally I prefer a horse.
They're vehicles built with blood on their hands. Why are we giving robots so much control in our lives these days?
Do you mean Elon Musk or?
Yeah, robots.
Yeah,
all
that's what
them.
I thought you meant, right? Yeah, okay.
Do you reckon Teslas are gonna fucking grow legs and turn into Optimus Prime?
No.
And do you feel like the fucking Optimus Prime people were trying to tell us about it and we ignored it and we just kept making movies about it?
No. Maybe.
I think Skynet.
Yeah, or like iRobot or something.
I think Tesla is the thing that's going to ruin the world.
I think it's a factor.
What if they just start driving into trees by themselves?
Oh, it kills the Tesla owners. And I mean, like if you're going to buy a self-driving car, that's
maybe
in,
it's a good
that's
thing.
In beta, for one.
Maybe it's a good thing, because then it will kill all the rich people, because only rich people drive them,
and then
we can have the rich people money.
Is it real opal?
It's moonstone.
Oh, okay. I thought it was an opal. My mistake.
You're so uneducated.
I am a fraud. I am a hack and a fraud. That was horrible.
Do you like Warhammer?
Yeah.
How much?
Fair bit.
Why?
It's pretty neat.
What's neat about it?
I'm like Marge and the potato. I just think they're neat.
I just think they're neat.
Currently Eldari. I think the space elves are quite neat.
Would you fuck a space elf? That sounds cool.
I'll tell you how deep cut of a Warhammer nerd I am. I'm currently collecting an army, but not the actual army. There's a subset in that army that I'm currently making that's custom made. So that's how like deep cut I am right now. I'm a proud Exodite collector.
I like this. But I want to go back to that fucking, what was it? The Sky Fairy? What did he say? That he was collecting?
Space Elves.
Space Elves. Not Sky Fairies.
The Eldari.
Yeah, yeah, the Space Elves.
Yeah.
So,
Jahari's
how many...
just kind of holding it back. Is it the Eldari who were born in this time? And they fought this race. And they did this. And you see, like, look at him. He's about to burst.
What are the Eldaris? It sounds like Jahari's.
Jahari the Eldari.
Jahari the Eldari. Give it up for Jahari the Eldari.
Prehistoric Death Cult was filmed in front of a live studio audience.
Love him. Now, I need to ask you something. What would you rate Jahari's mum bum out of 10 worms?
What's a mum bum?
Like, you know how it kind of looks like a pear?
Ah, yeah.
There wasn't a pear, like the fruit and a couple of things.
Yeah, no, I get you there. No, but you can understand my apprehension given given how, like, the rest of this show goes. Like, yeah, but thank you for that.
We have a new strain of weed today. I don't know if you could tell by the host.
You are looking very green. I think he is a fine, fitting man. He could do with some deodorant as a Warhammer fan, but
Are we allowed to do fairy claps?
Fairy claps are good. I like that.
I just like this. I get to rag on you. It's awesome.
I can't.
So out of 10 worms, 10 worms being the best, what would you rate it? His bum. Stand up.
No chance.
Am I like on like muscularity or just general size or
just all
function?
Or just all of it.
Yeah, how much are you the power shit typer or are you the 40-minute toilet break type?
A little bit of column A, a little bit of column
B. Yeah. Depends on what you gotta get done that day. I don't know, like 8?
An 8.
Yeah.
That's pretty high.
It's a pretty big bum.
Yeah, it is a pretty big bum, actually, it is. It's quite... It's very mum-like. Like, if...
Yeah, you'd look good in some mum jeans. Like the 90s ones, you know them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Love to see you rolling up in Subaru picking the kids up.
This is worse than that episode in canon that his dick got caged.
Can we just talk about that instead?
It's still there. It's still on. I hear the jingle all the time.
I want to see him, like... I want to see Jahari getting angry that his, like, kid isn't getting put in the game. And so he, like, yells at the coach. Like, my son hasn't had any time! Going real Karen on it. And then bring in the orange slices. And the
orange slices for half time.
Yeah, the orange
slices. Used to do them at the footy.
Yeah.
What a ledge. What a ledge.
Yeah, big ups to Mum.
Yeah.
Shout out to Okay, so I have another question about it involves crabs.
He's done. Bring in the replacement, Johari.
Not again.
We swap you out.
You get to keep the piece they take out in a jar. You want to see it?
The Johari?
They call him Johari because he likes to put jars in his ass.
There's actually a video that you can find.
I'm good.
I think we already did that.
Yeah. But that was
talking about that on what episode?
Mm.
Two fucking knows. Mine, maybe?
Yeah, fuckhead.
This is like the worst thing.
Let's just do it again.
Yeah, in like 6 months.
Have you ever had crabs?
Oh. He's never had sex.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, canonically.
What does that mean? Canonically?
It's like in the storyline, in the canon.
Okay, so you're a virgin, right? So you haven't had crabs. What's your views on lobsters then?
Lobster god.
Lobster gods?
Lobster god. It's a thing.
Did your people discover it?
I'm so glad that we get to talk about this again. But for those of you who haven't seen the unreleased and lost episode, peeling the curtain back a little bit, peeling that back. That's the sound of a curtain. Yeah, I believe that there is a giant lobster in the water because lobsters are functionally immortal, and I reckon one of them has somehow managed to conserve enough energy to keep growing, and now it's large enough that it can sustain itself, and it's just fucking enormous. Like, bigger than this room. I hope. I've got to... Because, like, Megalodon, that's bullshit. That doesn't happen. That can't happen. It can't. You can't have a giant apex predator down there subsisting on, like, when they're like, oh, it's in the deep ocean. No, it's not. The deep ocean, it's like, the things in there are tiny.
That you've seen.
Sure, that I've seen.
So, when you die, do you think you go and live with the great lobster?
No, I think I go into the Warhammer heaven.
The Warhammer heaven? So that's what you actually think happens when you die? You
no, I don't know what happens when I die. I imagine people get sad, probably.
Where do you think your soul goes?
It's pretty messed up to mention death.
Why? We're the prehistoric death cult.
That's pretty messed up as well.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, I disagree with you because you're about to have a near-death experience. With Sid Parker.
So it's a near-death experience, so it's not even death, so it's false advertising.
No, you could die. There is 100% a very high chance that you could die in the ring with Sid Parker.
You could be one side or the other.
It really sounds like it doesn't do what it says on the can.
What says on the can that you'll get near-death?
Alright, fine.
That's all it says on the can.
So when you go talk to God and you come back, after your near-death experience, let me know what it's like.
Do you really want to meet her? Oh, no. No?
What?
It's Dishwalla. Never mind.
What is Dishwalla?
It's a fucking song. At the end of it, it's like, tell me what you think about God. And like, because I really want to meet her. And it's like the twist at the end.
Is
like,
that country music?
No, it's a fucking 90s song.
Oh. Country music makes me want to kill people.
You're listening to the wrong country music.
I'd rather not. So what have
Give
you...
Give me
you...
some banjo any day of the week.
Banjo.
Yeah, fucking oath. What do you think when people say country music? Do you think they're talking about...
Red fucking tractors.
Yeah, nah, don't do that.
That's lame as shit.
Yeah, don't do that. Talk about, like beating up the cops while you're rolling your banjo and you... I don't know. Union songs, they're fun.
What?
What? Fuck off. What did you say it's outlaw country?
Outlaw country.
That's the dumbest shit I've ever... That's just... It's bluegrass, you dipshit.
What do you think's going to happen in your near-death experience?
I imagine...
You might break some bones.
Might break some bones. Might get to rap a little.
Words hurt.
Like the real MC,
words
Bill
hurt.
Shakespeare.
The OG.
The OG.
The OG rapper is Shakespeare.
Yeah, word to you. Word to Romeo and Juliet.
Never do that again.
No.
never do that again, man. Never do that again. Whatsoever. All right, let's have a new death experience.
Spooky.
Can you not eat the crystals, please? That would be really nice. I love you, but please don't do that.
Hmm. What's that?
Are you ready?
Ugh.
He is risen. Are you ready, kind sir?
Of course I'm ready.
Let's go. Are you guys ready? Do ducks make you horny?
No.
Why?
Because they don't.
Why not?
Because they're animals.
You don't like their little quacking?
I think they're very cute.
Wait. But you wouldn't sexually assault them.
I wouldn't. But I certainly wouldn't say I would on camera.
Aren't you a man?
I am, and that's why I would not sexually assault someone. Shouldn't do. And anyone who thinks that is no friend of mine, and should probably jump off a bridge.
Really small
in a bad mood.
I think they're proportionate.
No, they're tiny.
Calm down.
He's ready. He's hungry.
Yeah.
Come on, Sid. Get it back. Let him to the ring.
Good luck.
Start patching the ring, Sid. You know, thank you. Come on. Stay back. Check me. Thank you.
Shit.